Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera lawsuit helpline. May I have the name of the person that I'm speaking with, please?
Yeah, Gina Thomas.
Hi, Ms. Thomas, and how may I help you?
They transferred me to you.
Okay, sorry. They
Hold
usually, sorry, Ms. Thomas. They usually have like an intro to transfer. I don't know why he didn't transfer you with. Himself. So let me go ahead and restart this, Ms. Thomas. Sorry, I thought you were calling in.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline on a recorded line. And may I have the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Yeah, Janet Thomas.
Hi, Ms. Thomas. Thank you so much. And my name is Adrian. How are you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. And Ms. Thomas, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Great. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yeah.
You did? And who would that be? Who was the attorney?
Oh no, I don't have an attorney. I thought you were saying like I don't know who answered the phone. They got me a little confused. I'm sorry. I don't have an attorney.
Oh, no worries. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
No, I never signed any legal documents from one of.
Perfect. And then who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And then, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
And then, what is the date of your diagnosis?
My diagnosis, when did I start taking the medication or when did they diagnose it?
Yeah, when were you diagnosed? When did the doctor diagnose you with meningioma?
I'm sorry, it was
No worries.
2019.
You
I
said
gotta figure out the month.
they diagnosed you back in 2019. And do you remember if it was like the end of the year, Christmas time, summertime, spring?
Hold on. I can actually look up the date because
No
I keep
worries.
these documents on my phone. So
Okay.
I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
it would be fine if we put to your best, knowledge, but if you do have the exact date of your diagnosis, if you could find that date, that would be even better, for the attorneys.
Okay. I'm sorry, it was October 15th of 2018. I'm sorry.
No worries. I have October 15th of 2019 or
18.
18. I have 10/15/2018, and then what is your date of birth?
11/24/91.
11/24/1991. My birthday is on the 15th of November, so our birthdays just
Well,
passed.
that's my grandpa's birthday.
Oh, no way. Wait, are you so
Yeah.
are you a Sagittarius or are you a Scorpio?
Yes, I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, I see. My friend's birthday
I
falls.
just hit the Sagittarius.
Yeah, you're right on the cusp there, on the border. That's funny. And do you know anyone else that may have been injured due to Depo Provera?
No, not that I know of.
No. No worries, Miss Johnson. Well, Miss Thomas, sorry. And Miss Thomas, did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes,
These are gonna be
the
yes or
one I
no
inject
questions.
myself.
I see.
Okay.
And these are gonna be yes or no questions here. Some of these questions are repetitive, so I do apologize for that.
Okay.
So again, Miss Thomas, which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic Medro Cyproprogesterone Acetate? That's like the generic version.
No, I just use the I'm not. I use the Pfizer. That's all I know. The Depra Pfizer injection
Was it
is what.
Depo-Provera Pfizer, P Pfizer or whatever? I see. Okay. So just Depo-Provera. And then these are gonna be yes or no questions here. Did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
And what was your usage start date? When did you start using Depo-Provera? To your, best guess, to your best knowledge?
I just know it was in December of 2012. I don't know the exact date.
I have December of 2012. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that, Miss Thomas. And what about your usage stop date? When did you stop?
In like March of 2018.
March of 2018. And then your main injury medical problem you advised me with is that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Miss Thomas?
That I was diagnosed with meningioma.
No, sorry. I said, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Miss Thomas?
Oh, I'm a female. I'm sorry.
No worries. And what about your marital status?
Single.
Single, and your first and last name from you, please.
Janet Thomas.
And then just to confirm, I have Janet, which is JANET, Thomas, THOMAS.
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. And then your social security number, please.
208-72-4277.
Just to confirm, I have 208-72-4277. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then a primary contact email, would it be thomasjanet96@yahoo.com?
Yes.
And your primary mobile phone number, would it be 267-608-4439?
Yes.
Perfect. And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, but the intake form does make me click an option here. So which one would
Oh,
you like me to
morning is
go ahead?
fine.
Okay, great. And then your full address, please.
3030. Would you like the one that's on my license?
Sorry?
The one that's on my license?
No, just the one that you're at right now, like where you're living at.
Okay. 3032 West Diamond Street.
And that's in what state?
Apartment B. I'm sorry. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19121.
Apartment B, you said?
Yes, I'm
B as in
sorry.
boy. No worries. I have, just to
Yeah.
confirm, I have 3032 West Diamond Street, Apartment B, Philadelphia, Philadelphia County in Pennsylvania. Zip code is 19121. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Was it injected?
Administered. So yes, I believe it's
You
asking
know,
for
I had injections. I was injecting it myself.
yourself. And how many times was the injured party injected with the product? How many times?
It was once every 3 months.
So how many times? So when it's asking how many times was the injured party injected with the product, how many total times did you inject yourself? So you said once every 3 months, and how long did you do it for?
I did it from December of 2012 to March of 2018. So,
So about 6 years.
injection, yeah, 6 years.
Okay, so 6 years, and if you did four injections a year for 6 years, that means you had about 24. Would that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so about 24 injections. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI scan, both, or other?
I had an MRI
MRI.
done, yes, and I also had a blood test done and a biopsy done.
I see. And then thank you for that information, Ms. Thomas. And what is your doc diagnosing doctor's name?
Linda, what was her last name? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was Christopher Farrell. Yeah, Christopher Farrell.
Christopher Rowe.
Farrell.
Oh, for real. And how would you spell?
Farrell.
I have Farrell.
ELL.
Oh, Farrell. Perfect. I have Dr. Christopher Farrell. And what about the facility name where you were diagnosed? What was that facility called?
Thomas Jefferson University Hospital.
Thomas Jefferson. I never knew that there was a hospital named after Thomas Jefferson.
I was born there, actually.
Oh,
Yeah.
no way. And then let's see. So I have Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. That is where you were diagnosed. And would the address be 111 South 11th Street, Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then it's asking for the doc diagnosing doctor's specialty.
And near I always got a problem with saying this.
Neurosurgeon.
Nor yeah, neurosurgeon. That's what I'm trying to say.
Perfect, no worries. And then, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
You said treatment. I got I had active monitoring, steroids, and brain surgery.
And what was the first one? Sorry, it cut off.
Active monitoring, like it was monitoring me.
I see. And then what about your treating doctor's name? Is it the same as your diagnosing, or is it a different doctor?
No, it was the same doctor.
Same one? Okay. Yeah, a lot of times it is the same instances where it is the same doctor, but sometimes it is different. So that's why I just wanted to go ahead and make sure. And then what about your prescribing doctor, the one that's prescribing you your pharmaceuticals? Is that the same, Christopher Farrell, or is that a different one?
Now, who prescribed me that medication? You talking about the medication?
If
The
saying,
depot? Are you talking about that one, or are you talking about?
like where you get your medication now, like
Oh,
your
okay, yeah, that's the
pharmaceuticals.
same doctor.
Okay, great.
That's the same doctor.
Same doctor. Let's see. Let me put this information in these sections as well. And then, what about your pharmacy name?
It's a CVS.
CVS. And which CVS would that happen to be?
1717 North 12th Street, Unit F.
I have 1717 North 12th Street, Unit F, Philadelphia. Perfect.
19122.
Perfect. And then, were you hospitalized for meningioma? Yes or no?
Yes, I was.
What dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
I don't know. I don't remember the exact. Let me try to think. All I remember was
Like the years is fine, I believe.
June 3rd of 2019,
June.
and I was hospitalized for only like 2 to 3 days.
For 3 days, I see. So would you like me to go ahead from the third to the sixth?
Yes, that's fine.
And that was also in 2019, correct? So 2019, June. And then would you like to go ahead and put anything in your medical notes at all?
No.
No. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party for yourself?
I do, but I'm not. I don't myself. I had them. My doctor had them.
No worries.
Sorry,
The
because it
attorney.
was so long ago, I didn't keep up with their paperwork.
Yeah, no worries. Well, the attorneys do sometimes help you out with, with your social. It does help them to pull out, records through the facility that way with your social. But sometimes, it is a little more restricted with some facilities where they do need you, the client, to help out. So if could you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both if they do ask you, for them?
Probably both
Both.
if I
Okay.
and I get them from my doctor whenever I get them from him.
Okay, great. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Yes.
And do you live with this person?
No.
No. And who is this person?
My husband,
And what is his name?
Malik.
And is that Malik?
Yes.
And his last name?
Miles.
You said Miles, Miles.
Yes.
And his phone number, please. 267.
867-804. 804-0834.
Just to confirm, I have 267-804-0834.
Yes.
And then, would you happen to know his email?
No, I don't know if it's email by heart.
No, no worries. Well, it does require me to put something there. Can I go ahead and put your email?
Yeah, you can put my email.
Perfect. And then, do you happen to know his address by any chance?
No, not by heart, no.
No. And that does require me to put something there too. So, do you mind if
Well,
I put your address?
you could just say, yeah, we could just say we live together. Well,
Okay.
you could say that.
And then, so I'm gonna go ahead and double check that I have everything in an agreement correct with you before I send this over to you via email and text message. Once you do receive it from me, it should only take about a minute for the DocuSign, depending on how fast you are. And then once you go ahead and complete that, within the next 48 hours, one of the attorneys that you've been assigned to will be contacting you. I'll be making sure to send you their or give you their information at the end of this call. I'll give you the law firm that you've been assigned to and their direct line. But let's go ahead and do this first and make sure everything here is correct. And Miss Thomas, I have Jeanette Thomas. That's Janette Thomas, Thomas.
Yes.
And then street address, I have 3032 West Diamond Street, Philadelphia. Zip code is 19121. Telephone number is 267-608-4439. Email address is last name, first name, 96 at yahoo.com. Perfect. And then date of birth is 11/24/1991. And then social is 208-724277. Was that all correct? Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already, and then I'll go ahead and walk you through it step by step. So you should have received a text message or an email with the name of Adrian Lopez. And then go ahead and click that link that's in the text message or email, and it's going to redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. Are you there? Perfect. So once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. At the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign once you're done. Just make sure your signature's inside the margins, inside the square. And now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. Perfect.
It's loading.
And then it may ask you for your initials, so just go ahead and do the same thing like you did for the signatures, just like you did before. And then at the top right of the screen, it should say finish once you're all done signing. And then you could go ahead and click finish, and it'll submit it for you. If it says next, you can go ahead and click next, and it'll redirect you to the field that you may have missed. How's the weather over in Pennsylvania right now?
It looks like it's going to rain or snow.
Oh, really? That's how it is over here in California as well. It's super gloomy out right now, surprisingly. Super foggy. Yeah, it's weird. That's funny that it's the same over there in Philadelphia too. Usually it's like completely different weather, right?
I should be over in California.
Yeah.
Totally different. First that I'm done.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end to see if you've completed it. And it does say that you have completed it, so thank you so much for that, Miss Thomas. It looks like you've been assigned to Pulaski Legal. Let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand so I can go ahead and give you their information.
This will give it to me.
Sorry?
I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. So, the law firm again that you've been assigned to is named Pulaski Legal. That's P as in Peter, ULASKI, Pulaski Legal. And their direct line is 909-906-6000. 3862. Again, their direct line is 909-906-3862. And I'll be sure to send you a text message right after we after this phone call, with my point of contact. So if you have any questions, concerns, you could always feel free to contact me. But as of right now, you are assigned to that law firm. So if you want any updates on your case or have any questions at all, you could always feel free and contact them, and they would be happy to assist you as well. Okay, Ms. Thomas.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Of course. Well, I do greatly appreciate it. Was a pleasure speaking with you, first of all, Ms. Thomas.
You
And
too.
before I do let you go, though, do you have any questions or concerns for me while I have you on the line?
No.
No, no worries. Well, again, I do appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and Merry Christmas to you.
Same too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
All right.